Rav the Dafnun Vavam Aral, we're going to bring a raya that these vegetables are no good, because we learned in the Braisa, garlic, vegetables, and leeks. A half a vegetable, if you see a radish, it's considered like a samchaim. We learned in another Braisa, if you see a radish, it's samchaim. This one says not a kasha. If you eat the leaves, it's dangerous. If you think of the mother itself, it's okay. Or if it's in the summertime, it's good, it cools you off. In the wintertime, it's not. Read the name of Rav, any city that has a lot of steps going up, ramps going down, person and people and that die young. When it says dying, they become old. And whatever the Shua said, Taka, these mullis and these steps of Beiri Beinarish made me old very quickly. Chum learned, if he wants to square it out, he squares it out the same direction as the world. He puts the north of the world, the south of the south of the world. The Simon is the Mazel of Eglins in the north and the Scorpions in the south. This is, it does not have Rabbi Rabbi Shalom, does it come in at Kufa. You know the sun goes out on a long day and goes down on a long day. That is the north, the face of the north. The sun goes out in the short day and sinks in the short day. That is the south, the face of the south. Kufstish is exactly in the middle. As we see in the passage, so the Gemara asks, Rosh Hashanah says we don't have these columns because we said the sun never goes out in the extreme northeastern corner, never goes down the south northwestern corner, and the sun never came out from the southeastern corner and went down in the southwestern corner, never goes down to a full extreme. So Shmuel said there's no Tkuvah never falls out only on four quarters of the day, either beginning of the day, the end of the day, 6 o'clock at 6 o'clock, or 12 o'clock at 12 o'clock, a.m. and p.m. And Tkuvah Tamas doesn't fall out only either 1:30 or 7:30, whether it's by day and at night, because as we explained, that the year is 365 days and 6 hours. So if you divide it by 4, is 91 days, with a remainder of 1 day, which is 24 hours plus 6 hours, is 30 hours. And if you divide that 30 hours by 4, you'll have 6 hours, and you'll have a remainder of 6 hours, which if you divide it by 4 is 7 hours, and you have a 7.5 hours difference. Therefore, it's off by 7.5 hours with one tkuva and another tkuva. And therefore, tkuva's tish will always come out the 3rd hour, the 9th hour by day and by night. And tkuva's tish will always come out 4.5 hours or 10.5 hours by day and by night. And there's no difference between one tkuva and another tkuva, only 91 days, 7 hours, 7.5 hours. Now, tkuva is not mashach from chavit only chatzis shabbat, because we're talking about the mazalis. There's 7 mazalis in a day. So therefore, 7 hours is accounted for, goes back straight. So between one tkuva and another tkuva will be a 1/2 hour off. A half a mazel off. And Shmuel said there's no tkuvah nisan ever falls out on tzedek. If it does, it breaks the trees. No tkuvah nisan falls out on tzedek, that doesn't dry out the zeroim. Dafka, there's a moon, or belavana, or tzedek, then it's dangerous. So we're going to continue now with daf nun vav on the vase. The Gemara brings down, if someone wants to square out the city, he does it like a tablet that's squared, and he then squares out the tchum, adds boxes around it to make this tchum wider. It makes it like a square, and when he measures, it doesn't measure from the corner, because then he loses out. If he measures that 2,000 amas, then the straight lines won't be 2,000 amas. He brings the tabla rabas, which is 2,000 and 2,000, and puts it in the corner, each corner. So mele, the city gains another 400 amas here and 400 amas there, so the tchum gains 800 to each side. And Memela, the city, and the Tchum gains 1,200 each side, which is a total of 2,400. Nabai said that Zdafka city has 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. Takar Blazer Reza said that Tchum Aravim was 2,000 amas. Take away 1,000 for the Migrash. So the Migrash is a quarter. We'll have to explain that, because really it's only a half. And the rest are fields and vineyards. And one says Hara. Another says, Bekiri Vachutza Elef Amas Soviv. Tara said, take the 1,000, put it around. So Memela, you put 4 quadrants of 1,000 around it. So the Gemara says, how does it work out? It's a city that has 2,000 by 2,000 amas, and you're adding the boxes around it, each one 1,000 amas, so you have 4 quadrants, it becomes out to be, there's 16, the tchum, how much is it? 16. And the corners, how much are there? 16 corners. Take away 8, because that's part of the tchum, based on the corners, and 4 corners. So maybe we're left with 12. So the migrash is a quarter. For Gemara, that's not a quarter. 4 out of 12 is a third. So when it says we're speaking about that it was originally a circle. So the circle is more by a quarter, so that quarter, take away that quarter, you're left with 9. And 9 out of 36 is considered a quarter. Abai says even Shaykh by city, there's 1,000 by 1,000 tchumen. How much is it? 8 corners. The corners, how much is it? 16. Take away 4 of the tchumen and 4 corners, so it's 8. So Gemara says 8 out of 24 is a third. So Gemara says again, it's out of a circle. How much is a quarter? Take away a quarter, so you're left with 6. 6 out of 24 is a quarter. This is the end of Daf Nun Vav.